You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here inside the Pat Bowen Fieldhouse for this week's Mailbag, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. Let's get started with a question about OTAs and players and what they're doing from James Clark. We hear a lot about the drafted rookies. I seem to look for the dark horse underdogs. This OTA has me looking at Philip Lindsay and Jordan Taylor. What is your take on these two? Well, first of all, Jordan Taylor is not out there at OTAs. He's watching, but he's rehabbing from two hip surgeries earlier this year. He's not expected back until at some point during training camp. So he hasn't been out there. That's given a chance for other receivers to shine. I'm sure you've heard about them if you've been reading DenverBroncos.com or watching the videos on there, guys like Courtland Sutton, Deshaun Hamilton, Isaiah McKenzie, John D'Arce, and others have made plays. Now, Philip Lindsay, he's a guy that I like a lot, and he's done well at OTAs. You know, been fearless in terms of being able to make plays between the tackles as well as on the outside. And that was something that was evident at CU and also jumped out when he was down at the Shrine Game practices back in January that I was at with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater. And even though he was the smallest running back there, he had no issues and no fear about going between the tackles and making tough runs. And I see that sort of instinct in Philip Lindsay right now. I think he's going to be a keeper. Next question. This one is from Bhuvan Yerimseti. I hope I pronounced your name right. If I didn't, I apologize. Why is Clint McDonald moving to defensive end when he had 5 sacks as an interior defensive lineman last year? Well, in the Broncos scheme, the defensive end is an interior defender in the pass rush especially. You go to a sub package and you have 2 down linemen and then you have 2 outside linebackers flanking them. And Clint McDonald in a pass rush situation is going to be a defensive end, one of those 2 down linemen. So he will have a similar role as he did with the Buccaneers. It's just a different scheme. When you're in a 4-3 defense, a guy like Clint McDonald, his size and skill set, he's going to be a tackle. In a 3-4, he's going to be an end. I expect when he gets out there, he'll do pretty well, especially in the pass rush, helping the Broncos fix an area that was a problem last year, interior pass rush. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter at Mace Denver and listen to me, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater, Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 on Orange and Blue 760. Take care.